Torah consideration and not use plastic. They may not just use plastic.
We have enough Torah restrictions. What Torah restrictions? Okay. Let's continuing in the Malach of Kosev. And then maybe I'll say some Divrei Chizuk before Tisha B'Av. Usually I give the whole shiur about Tisha B'Av, but when I was cashpitting the packets, So
the Gemara says like this: Amar Rav Ami, Kosev Os Achas B'Tveria, for Os the Achas B'Tzipori.
In other words, so on Shabbos you chayiv k'siva shnei osios.
So if you write one os in Tveria and one os in Tzipori, two different places, you chayiv.
Even though the chiv is two osios, but the two osios could be in two different cities.
K'siva hi el shemachusa kreva.
It's a good story. So it's ksiva because it's shnei osios, but the shnei osios really have to be next to each other. So here's one in Tveria and one in Tzipori. So ksiva mechusamais. Shalom Aleichem. What's your name?
Aaron
Rosenberg. Welcome.
Thank you, sir.
We'll put him on the list. See, we got double. You should tell him the story. You told him the story?
I told him.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Which one?
The jury duty story.
Oh, yeah. I was just upset that they're not on jury duty.
Okay, but that much I'm not upset.
I'm happy that they're not on jury duty, which is...
So, Shabbos Yechayim is Ksiva Shnei Osios. But if you write one os in New York and one os in Miami Beach, so you're chayiv. Because basically, the two osios, they're just lacking kiruv, bringing them together. So even though they're not together, but that's not called a major chisar. That's only mechusa kreva. The cause of osachal betveri osachal betzibuk chayiv ksivi has a mechusa kreva. That tanan.
What if I write Aleph here in this wall and Beis in this wall?
Or I have,
they used to have these wooden pinkasim, and I wrote one letter on one piece of the wood and another letter on the other piece of the wood. So then, negim zeim zeh. In other words, you don't read them together. Like if I have an aleph here and a beis on this wall, they're two separate things. So to bring them together, I'm going to have to chisel out the aleph, chisel out the beis, and then I can put them together. So that is considered mechusa maisa, the kray maisa.
Was on the same paper.
In other words, the first case, I had one piece of paper in New York, one piece of paper.
The same piece of paper.
A different piece of paper.
No, one piece of paper. Piece of paper doesn't matter.
Yeah, one piece of paper in New York, another piece of paper in Miami Beach. So theoretically, I can just bring them together. I don't have to do any maisa. I have to get there. But getting there, sometimes that could take long also. But that intrinsically is just considered a mechusa kreva. So mechusa kreva is not such a big deal.
So the first case is...
So the first case is
he's also talking about on a piece of paper or something.
Yeah. If I write an aleph here, the base here, to put them together, I'll have to chisel out this and chisel out that. That's considered mechusa maisa, and therefore they're not mitzdarf. And therefore I'm not chayav. It's considered I wrote one os and one os. One plus one is not two. One plus one is not two. So that's the idea.
So look at Rashi. Mechusim ma'isa kreiv. Einam akarvan alag dek tzitza mafsik b'neim. So in other words, in the case of the walls, you have to do a ma'isa. It's not just kreiv. Chikam aravami kukosav os... Where Ravami is kukosav ksav ach... al sfas luach zu b'tveri v'achas al sfas luach zu b'tzipori. So over there, I wrote... Here, two pieces of paper. The one was in very. So I wrote an aleph here on the edge and a base here. So then theoretically I just have to bring it together.
It's
only Mechusa Kreva.
So why does Ravami say it's
Pot? So Ravami says it's Chayv. Right. So Mechusa Kreva. Yeah. So that's the. Or Shnei, he says, Shnei Luchei Pinkas, look on top. For Busash, mean that the Tabuk of the Lava Luch Echad Heim, Im Negdim, the Krim Zem Zeh, Shaksubim of Shnei Sifse Halavachim, Smukim Zon Zachayim. In other words, if I write two pieces of wood, but if I write in the middle of one piece of wood and the middle of another piece of wood, that's not good, because they won't be read together. If I write it at the end of one piece of wood, and at the beginning of another piece of wood, and you bring them together, that's okay. So the idea is, if all you need to do is Mechusa Kreva, even though, you know, Tveri and Tzipori is not, you know, next door, you still need a big effort to, you know, but, you know, it's Mechusa, you know, it's a potential thing. All you need is a craver. So craver is not such a big deal.
Can we take it for granted that it has to be on the same Shabbos? So I wrote one in New York on this Shabbos. Next Shabbos, I go to Miami, write a second.
Yeah, that's a question. Or the Shabbos is Michalkos or Abraham. Let's assume, for the time being, let's assume it was probably the same.
Same Shabbos.
Now, there is... Oh, in honor of Rav Elia Brill, we're on to page 2.
Yeah. Okay.
So, the Chuvus Ramah. Now, he probably knows. He's probably the only man besides me who knew this man, I guess. Rabbi Brill, did you know Rabbi Osher Ziv?
Yeah, sure.
Of course. Okay. I'm telling you, the two of us knew Rabbi Osher Ziv.
Yeah, yeah.
Rabbi Osher Ziv.
He's alive. Yeah.
No. He's an oil mammoth. Rabbi Osher Ziv.
Yeah.
Was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Yosher Ber's father. Yeah, he taught him YU, and he had this affinity for the Ramah. For some reason, he loved the Ramah. So he was the one who did the Ramah, Shailos Teshuvos Ramah. He did the
life's work.
You know, and, right, his life's work with the Ramah. He
wrote who financed it?
Who financed it?
Helen Rubinstein, who he found out was...
See, he knows more than I. He even knows who financed it. I just know he wrote it. He knows who financed it. That's even better. That's a high Madriga.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If you didn't answer the class of children, which was the editor of Ramah, and he printed, she published, she paid for all the Svarim.
Yeah, so all those Ramah Svarim, and the Ramah's brother-in-law, the Sheiris Yosef, he came out with editions, with annotated editions. I had him as a teacher in college, Dr. Osher Ziv. And he was there in the old days, you know.
When he passed away.
Yeah, he was lifted. You see that? No, it could be the time you were there. Yeah, very nice man, very sweet man.
Very nice man. Yeah.
So there's a famous truth of the Ramah. This is the famous truth about the library books. If you have the stamp on the library book, are you allowed to use the library book on? Yeah, on the side of the. So it says, library. So do we say that every time you open it, you're being molchik, and when you close it, you're being kosif? So that was the tshuva here. Asher sha'altem imenu milter l'ftach linol b'shabes sefer ha'kosuv alav b'chutz osios kedech shechosim ha'asvarim b'chutz shem ha'asvarim v'ikla mechash b'zeh mishum molchik v'kosuv b'shabes. Because when you open it up, you won't be able to read it. עד שיחזור ילננו, עד כאן לשון שאלוסך. So he has a whole, so he says two important things. One thing he says is he says a couple of important things. If you look on page 3, he says, "Achin yin shum sof sad hetu b'di dozeh di'ikah l'meimer hoel v'omid liftach v'lenol ein derech mechika b'kach." The Garcian Perchabon Akosev obeys Buchim Pinchas Venenin Zeim Zechayev obeys Api Pinchas Venenin Ze Zepotter. So he says that it's talking about Buchim Pinchas. So he says, why did he give that case? This would have been a bigger chiddush if this would have been chayav than the cases in the Gemara. So elawat, the idea is it's omid v'kach. In other words, is he going to say, no one's going to say that you can't shut a door on Shabbos. You can't shut the door, because it's a boiner. No one says that because it's in the hinges, it's in place, so it's omid v'kach. No one's going to say you can't use a folding chair on Shabbos, because it's in its place, it's in the hinges. It's all set up together. So he says that he thinks that that's one svara. And then he says also that what we just learned, the krev alav lo mikri mechusa maisa klal. It came who adin hoyu elu shnei osios ksuvim kvar achas b'tzipor v'achas b'tveria on the middle of the page here. From the karvin yachad lav plum avad who adin hoyu mikurov mechikim lav plum avad lo mikri moke. In other words, if you're saying that krev is not mechusa maisa, so that means I write a letter here and a letter there, one in New York and one in Miami, the aleph in New York, the beis in Miami, so it's as if I wrote an aleph beis together, even though they're far apart, but all they need is mechusa kreva. So therefore, when you take things apart, and you're machik, so it's also just, you did nothing, because it's just mechusa kreva, it's as if it's together, because when it's apart, as long as you don't have to do anything more than bring them together, even though you might have to take an airplane to get to from one place to the other, but that's not called mechusa maisa, because it's all only they're not mechusa kreva.
You can take a regular notebook, one page you write one else, you turn the page you write a second else. You can't be makar of them, they can't, it's bound in. Right?
Right.
They're an opposite. So
you
can say that
that's pot. Oh. So he's asking a very interesting kasha. What if you write a notebook?
Yeah.
What kind of notebook? A notebook that's
normal, like we use today. You know, where you can't, pages are not a loose leaf.
Okay. You know, so we're going to see in a second. We're going to see in a second the answer to that question.
Okay.
But before we get to that, so now let's look at the bar. Who's the bar plukta of the Ramah? No, so the Ramah's Mako. Ramah says you could open and close Svarim on Shabbos. And of course that's the Pashat Shat. I don't do it because I can't see myself learning on Shabbos, and there's a chashash that maybe I'm violating a Chil Shabbos. Because if you have to you read the Levush, then you'll get a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Even though I think the Ramah is clear. I think Rav Avadi holds like the Ramah. It's very clear. Look what he says like this. Page 6. On the left side of page 6, the last four lines. Ubsichas ha-sefer yishbo mocha gamanas liftop shoy daito lachza vusogro kacha shimo dogo korov ani loima shachayovin olov chatos. So the Levush, he says he thinks it's Chil Shabbos. So even though the Pashtus, I think, is like Rabbi said, like the Ramah, and you know, Mechusa Kreva, etc. But you know, Levush says, you know, Rabbi Yagin said we should kosher from Levush, so that I can't get myself to use a library book on Shabbos. But there's enough to do without the library book. So, but the Levush says he thinks it's a chiv chatas. But if you look at the Alter Rebbe, look at the Alter Rebbe for a second. On page 9. He quotes the Machloikas. He says, Osam Svarim Shakosav Alem Osios Barosh Echud Dehadapim Yesh Osrim Poschon Shabbat Shemochei Ben Alom Mishum Kosev Hashenim Skadal Kap Secret. Even though you're not Mechavim, but it's a Psik Reishri Yesh Matirim Lanolam Vishakev Shah Osios Hem Ksubas Kvar Elashim Chusar Kreva Baalma Ainsa Mishum Kosev Kem Shah Shalak Kreva Makal Vyasis Maisa Chodesh Vain Kimikuvarim Vaobnim Vaina Osa Klum Vikreva Zoo וכן מוטו ופוסחם מטעם זה, ואינו כמוכם כמן שכסיבוסם קיימס, ואפשר להקריב מקל, ואין מקורבון, וכן נויגן. The Alter Rebbe Paskins Lekula, like the Ramah. The Alter Rebbe Paskins Lekula, even though the, when you look at the Mogen Avraham, look at the Mogen Avraham on page 8, Kozu Petruvas Ramah, same could be a test. The same should cause of adapting osios mutol poscho lenolo. They came into also linol vilavtoach, lake mishum mochik, ein sham sheherich, vilavush, cause of shukar vilachi of katas, to chain narrowly lahachmir. He says, the rayas ramah ina mukrochas. I don't know, I like the rayas of the ramah, but he didn't. So, okay, he's the mugging of rock, so, what can I tell you? So it's a big machlokes here, and the Taz also is Mako. And in the end of the Shuvah, he says Shemati. The end of the Taz, he says Shemati Shama b'Shuvah Mati Gamkin. Sichasam Shaksuv Achrayos Olo Yadana, because he didn't have a Shuvah Rama. So, but he heard, but he thinks it's okay. Oh, so an Eitzah, the Eliyahu Rabbah gives an Eitzah, that if you want to do it with your other hand. Because if you're right, you do it with your left hand. You're left, you do it with your right hand. Since the whole thing is a question, he says, "Kazeb small olachar," page 10. Olachar yada biraglo b'fiv v'markam potter. If you write the darshino, you potter. Efshar duha din lemochik. Maybe the litov mishmor hugus mekeftem. You have cookies that have lettuce on it, so do it with your. And you cut the cake. Cut it, if you're right, you cut it with your left hand. If you're left, you cut it with your right hand. Chet ha-svarim and eskarim le'el. And the svarim also. That's the shayla we have now. And so do it with your opposite hand. That's what he said. Rav Goodman is saying for his mistopic that maybe not. Maybe that's not called a shinoi. In other words, if I turn on the light with my... So I'm a lefty. I happen to be a lefty. But I'll turn on the light with my left hand or my right hand. It's not like, it's not a shinoi. I mean, maybe...
Cutting a cake is presumably a bigger block.
Yeah, right. But
elbow.
Right. So that's a question. Oh, but now let me say another thing. There is a tshuva... This is a Shitas HaRambam. Let's say the Shitas HaRambam. Let's look at the Rambam.
What page?
Page 11. Lokach gvil v'kayosim v'kosav v'osachas v'medina zu. V'olach v'osah yom kosav. See, he says v'osah hayom. The cause of Oshniya b'medina acheres, b'megila acheres, chayev. Shebizman shebekarva nenin zeh zeh ve'enim echusarim ma'isa l'krivosim. Now, we saw Rashi says only if you write at the end of the page. So this way you could be, you write at the end of one page, and then the other one,
the Aleph was the end of one page and the Beis was the beginning of another page. So then you bring the two pages together, you have Aleph Beis. But if you wrote it in the middle, they're not. So the Magid Mishnah wants to claim that the Rambam doesn't make this chiluk. And even if you'll write it, yeah, look in the Magid Mishnah here, in the second line of the Magid Mishnah. Venerally, Perushal Das Rabbeinu, a few color osios say be'emtzer Megillus, ata yochol karvan blok tzitzer, hagvil v'kayotzi b'odover hanichrachu, ata yochol karvan osios shiyunen. You're right in the middle, so all I have to do is just bend it a little bit, and then it becomes the end of the finish. Because you don't need, it's not... Now, this is... So the Rambam Shita is, if it's a Dover Kal, to, you know, so then that's also considered not Mechusar Maisa. So there is... And maybe Rashi would agree to that. So the question is, your question about... you see, the question is, if you write on the opposite, so Aleph here, and the Bay is on the, this, the other, that could be a big shiloh, that maybe you potter. Because how are you going to carve the two sides? But if you write it in a notebook, even though you have to pull it out, because you wrote an Aleph on one page of the notebook, a Bay is on the other page of the notebook, so what do you have to do? You just have to pull out the two pages and just bend it.
I say not a spiral, but a, you know, a notebook.
A notebook.
A bound book.
Right. So, but what's interesting is, but in other words, the Rambam is more lenient. The Rambam is more lenient because the Rambam says, those Rashi required that it has to be the end of the, and then you can just bring them together.
Yeah, but Rashi, we learned Pshat that it was talking about boards and things like that.
Right, but the question is, in this case, say I read an Aleph here. Yeah. And a Beis on the other side of the sheet. So then there's no way you can be. But if you write it in the notebook, the spiral notebook, so then, I don't know, it just takes a second to tear it out. I don't know if that's even called the Mechusar Maisa. I don't know. Maybe he was only talking about it because they used to have parchment. And that's hard to... So that either, you know... But the paper today, maybe... Okay. It's a good shayla. I mean, it's a good shayla. But it's interesting. The irony is, if you write on the same page on the back... Then you won't be chayv. It's not a mutter to do. It's still iser, but you won't be chayv skila. So you can write an aleph here and a beis here, and you wouldn't. But if you write on the two separate pieces of paper, then you would. It's a fascinating idea. And
how do we define ma'aseh? Not writing, is it a
malacha? No, we'll see. Pashas, it means it's something that is like chiseling out. That's considered, like if I write an olive here and a base here, I'm not chayav because to bring the two together, I'll have to chisel out here and chisel out there. And
there are ways to bring things together.
Yeah.
It will be a malacha.
Now, this Rambam, there's a fascinating other Rambam that's related. Based on the Gemara Menachos, look on page 13. The Gabe Bishul de Shabbos. On page 13, Yiviach Boser al Gabe Gicholim, Yimitzlo Bok Grogeres. A feel, in other words, you need the shear of a Grogeres to be chayav, right? The dried out fig, whatever, to be chayav. But what if you don't have a Grogeres in one spot? You have a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here. So, are you chayiv? Or you say those are three disjoint spots. So the Rambam says you chayiv. So the question is why? So some want to say that the Rambam is l'shitaso. We'll see. The Chasam Sofer says this, that. Because if all you need is, in other words, you have to be able to theoretically bring it all together. So here, the Chorot of Mechusar Maisa, because you're going to have to cut out the pieces of meat. But the Chasam Sofer says cutting pieces of meat is not so hard. It's not like cutting a piece of parchment. So Mamela, that's not called Mechusar Maisa. So Mamela, that's the Rambam Shita. As long as it's not a hard thing, even though you talk to... So from this Rambam,
Hasim Sofer says the Rambam l'shitaso, that the Rambam doesn't require it to be written at the end because you just bend it over. It can be written in the middle. Or even if you have to tear, but it's easy to tear. See, Gvil, parchment is hard to tear. So if it's not written at the very end, in other words, so then that's a mechusar maisa. Unless it's written at the end, or even the middle, you can bend it and then you can bring it together. But if it's easy to bring together...
That's the answer to this question. You define maisa as something that's difficult to do.
Right. Right. Like, to chisel out this is a whole chadgadya to have to chisel out, but to just a tear a loose leaf paper, to, you know, it's not... Yeah. Yeah, it has to be, then it's not chayef. It's not the shear. He nich basa ka bichol in tzol vaka grogers afil b'shem b'shem chayef. Lo nitzol vaka grogers, hava tzvasha kulo, chatsi bishol, lo nitzol vaka grogers, hava tzvasha kulo, yeah, one of those, one is by nitzlev, this is the tzvasha. It's a different thing. Okay, but that's a different issue. Oh. So now I'm going to show you an unbelievable custom cipher. And then I'll show you something else. You'll have hanah. I already tell you who's going to have hanah. So. Yeah. Well, both of you will have the hanah. You'll see. So the custom cipher has the fascinating idea of what's the din of a tzuras hapesi. What is a tzuras hapesi? You want to build a tzuras hapesi. You have economy kan, mikon al gabeim. Let's say it's a tzuras hapesi. Right? You have two, right, what we call an air, right?
Two vertical,
one horizontal. So he said, what if you have like this? Look at the picture on page 15. You don't have any horizontal. You have it going up, but this thing is movable. So potentially... So it's mechusar what? It's just mechusar kreva. So if it's mechusar kreva, then what? It's mechusar kreva. So maybe mechusar kreva is, we said, but Hilchos Shabbos is no big deal. So maybe for Tzuras HaPesach, even though I don't have the Tzuras HaPesach in its form, but all I have to do is bend the thing down, and I have it. So that was the shaila that was there for the Chatham Sofer. Second line. Two parts. You can just bend it, right? That top part, you just bend it down, right? And then it'll become the horizontal. So he wants to know, is that good enough? So then he discusses this whole Rambam, because according to Shita Sarambam, as long as it's not such a big hinge, you just have to bend it. You don't bend it. It's made to like the screws there. It's just meant to, so then maybe it should be good.
Even when it's open.
Even when it's open. So he says, so that was the, and he goes through this whole pilpul, totally on the Rambam, by Kreva, you know, the Rambam Shita, that it's, that even by Tzliz, he writes there, because every time you should the Chatichas bosses, two lines in the bottom, Kal mi Chatichas adapin. Right? So it's no big deal. So that was, but then he doesn't like it. He says, because it's not, because it's not a Tzuras HaPesach the way it is. Inkan Heker Pesach. It doesn't look like a Pesach. You know, a Pesach looks like a, you know, two vertical, one horizontal. That looks like a Pesach. You see, if you have the door, you know, the door is open. You know, the sheet is, you need losos, hamdulos, to be matter an Erev in a Tzuras, you know, within Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim, you can make an Erev, you just need Glossus Nulus Palaila. So of course that's going to be very difficult. Because every night you have to shut the gate of the city.
kind of paskin that it could be.
So that's one sheet. The other sheet is Ruyas Linol. Ruyas Linol. So he says, well, okay, Ruyas Linol, so it could be open. But there, at least it has the tzura. But here, he's saying it's Mechusa Kreven, but there's no tzura at all of the Pesach. It has to be at least a tzura of Pesach. So that's the Gevaldik Tshuva, the way the Chasam Sofer put it all together. Meredith. Oh, so now before we get to Rav Moshe, let's skip. Yeah, you've got Hanor now. Go to page 22. The last page, turn it over. You see the last page? The last page of the whole booklet. So this was the Erev in Amsterdam. So, yes. So this is the Erev in Amsterdam. Rabbi Ralbag from Brooklyn, Young Israel of UK, he made this Erev. And you see, in Amsterdam, the problem was they didn't allow Tzuras HaPesach. So basically, he made Blossus. But how do you make Blossus? So basically, at every street, it's sort of like an accordion. In other words, you put the fishnet, and then you could theoretically pull it. It's like what do you call it? The game volleyball. You know, you have the net. So instead of having the net out, you have the net in one place. Theoretically, it could be pulled out like an accordion.
That's what Rav Herschel did here in Central Park.
Yeah,
it was mylar like giant window shakes. But
yeah, so that was...
They close it once.
So the question is that called even Royal Lino? You can question whether that is... Because Lemaisa, if you can't even... You're not allowed to... I question whether that is even called Royal Lino. But...
So don't hold there personally. You can't eat all your sleep.
No. I don't know, but he discusses this sugya of Mechusa Kreva in Shabbos. So he wants to say, I don't know, something a little strange, that Mechusa Maisa Dafka on the Issa Malacha. But if it's not an Issa Malacha, maybe that's not. In other words, he's done on the questions that people had on his losses in Amsterdam. But the Maisa, there were Rabbanim that were maskim. So, but this tshuva has to do a lot with that sugya, because basically the delis is not really a delis, but it's royal kach, and it just has to be mechusar pulling it out. But to me, pashtus is that if it's not royal, you know. If you're not allowed, if no one's ever going to be allowed to do it, so is that even called royal kach? They do it on the Thanksgiving Day parade day, or for a minute or something.
They don't have to do it anymore. Now the park is part of the Arabs.
Interesting lacuna. So he discusses this true Chasam Sofer, how it relates to the Arab. It's an interesting thing. Rav Moshe Feinstein has two interesting tshuvas. One on page 16, we'll do first, and then page 17. Rav Moshe wants to know, what if you have you ever have this all the time. You have a page in the Siddur that's torn. And the page is there. So you have half the page, and then you have the part that's torn out. So on Shabbos, you want on Davin. You just put that page and make it close to the other part of the page. You're not going to tape it. It's Shabbos. He said, "Bedover daf karua b'sefer ezem mechika." So, if you take the half page out, is that called mechika? Is that called posev? Show me how daf lo mishum. He said, "Bedover daf karua b'sefer ezem mechika k'she meirim adaf lo mishum k'siv k'she meniach." He says, because that's especially you hold like the Ramah, it's mechusa kreva. What about the levush? The levush says that you can't you can't even open it. So the Bush apparently held that when you open the book, that's like Mokeg, when you put it together, so maybe the same thing. He says, Apple of Bush, save the Mokeg of Ron, because of Osiris, Achudah, Adab, and most of the post will know him, Shabbos, Mestabish, Yatim, Zeh, Nefesh of the Ruba, the Ruba Nikar, Matzis Ha'os. Shalchir Ke'echad Eiza Osu. He says, because really you probably could see what the, not always, but you could see like the shin, okay, it's missing one prong, it's on the other page. But as long as you can see, so that's not cool. Okay. But I'm a big Ramah person. I think halacha is like Rabbi Mai pointed out, halacha is like the Ramah, even though I can't get myself to do that, because I can't fathom myself learning Torah at the same time being Machal Shabbos according to the Levush, even though I think, you know, the Ramah is very mistaken. That's one thing. Then on page 17, Psichas Parochas. Right, you have a parochas. Shemila achas ksuva b'shtei chatzeh b'shabbos. Right, like an ayin, and then the you know, like by he been so, you know, whatever. A parochas also says from b'shtei chatzeh because of the ani avir. Says ani avir called huvi alecha. Right, the pasuk in Tisisa. The os ayin who chatzi al chatzi a parochas on tzad mizrach v'chetzi al shein. The ayin is split on the two sides of the parochas. So is it Chil Shabbos to get psicha or not? So it's not mar. Yesh ksas lochos la'alvush. So again, if you hold like the lavush, you know, because the lavush doesn't care that it's separated. He says it's not really connected together. It's no chibur. Al shnei chetzayah parochas she'ena mechubarim klal. He says they're not mechubar to each other, so he thinks that's not a problem. Levush talking about a book, so at least the book is one, you know, connected. So he says maybe it's still a chashash. So maybe it's better that on Erev Shabbos they should put it a little distant, so it doesn't even look like an ayin together. And then when you're opening on Shabbos, the two parts of the ayin already distanced, and now you're distancing even more, so it's not a problem. But the other sheshochu ein lochosh, l'chal chachila ein lasos parochas kazeh. But he says avolos yos ein lasos ki ein shina miminig Yisrael shem miolam yoso parochas achas. He doesn't think it's right to make a parochas with two parts. That's not minig Yisrael. Minig Yisrael is one parochas. So even without the chil Shabbos aspect, even if nothing would be written on it, he still thinks it's even, you know, it's not the right thing. You know, my kids, they have these sweaters that zipper down that have the name
Gap.
We have GAP, you know, something like that. So Chora, that's also part of this Shaila. So see, there would be according to Levush, Ramosha wouldn't be so happy because there, you know, it's much more of a chibur than the parochas in the shul. You know, even though it's homemade, you know, that would be a big shiloh according to Levush. So maybe maybe just for ketanim you should use such t-shirt. Okay, so these are some fascinating ideas that come about between this machlokas and the Ramah and the Levush. And the Chassid Sofer is Moridik. You know how he discusses about the Erev and then it ties into the Amsterdam Erev and all the, you know, it's a fascinating discussion. So Hanogay now for Tisha B'Av. So I think we'll tie it in. Because what's the idea? The idea is that to bring two things together is not such a big thing. You know. Sometimes we think it's so hard to bring people together, to bring things together. You see, it's only mechusa kreva. Mechusa kreva is not, sometimes mechusa, so what's the problem? Well, a lot of problems. But one of the things that Gemara says is that, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Shadadu din Torah. That they weren't everything, in other words, it was like Rav Moshe Feinstein said, if you're going to be a stickler, then you'll never do chesed. You know, you're going to, you know, sometimes somebody has to check out 1,000 times over, you know, sometimes, you know, you just, you know, you believe, you have trust, and, okay, sometimes people are not, but sometimes you have minu dimeim al din Torah. That's the chisaron that people can't get together because they're a stickler. You know, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says the following. This is what Rabbi Braunschweig in his last speech before he left Law U to go to Lander. He said over this board. He said it over from Rav Gorelick, but it's from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Gorelick probably was saying it from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He says, "Asei lecha rav, uknei lecha chaver." The Mishnah says, "Vavedanis kol odom lechavskos." So asei lecha rav. Two similar things. Those are two people you need in your life. You need a Rav, you need a Chaver. But what's Havedanis called Odom L'Chavskos? What's the connection? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says like this. Because no Rav is going to be perfect. And no Chaver is going to be perfect. So if you always have the attitude, once he's not perfect, I'm going to just get rid of him. You know, he's not done. Then you won't have Asei L'Cha Rav, and you won't have Kenei L'Cha Chaver. See, because... So therefore, Havedanis called Odom L'Chavskos is a way that you'll have an Asei L'cha Rav and a Kenei L'cha Chaver, because there won't be a perfect Rav and there won't be a perfect Chaver. So if we have that idea, that's what Nachum of Shadik, he said Pshat in the Tosis, and the Gemara says, right? That's why the Beis Hamikdash Churban, but the other Gemara says Sinas Chinam. So what's the Pshat? The Tosis is Hav Ha Garmalei. So the Sefer Shari Oira from Shach son-in-law, he says over Enoch and Ami Sinas Chinam, but Hashem could have been mevater. But if you're not a mevater and you're Omed al Din Torah, you're a stickler for this, so then Hashem won't be mevater either. So that's Havaha Garmalei. In other words, Sinas Chinam. But if it was only Sinas Chinam, Hashem would have been mevater. So if a person, you know, is Danis Adom Kapschus, then we can bring then it's Mechusa Kreva would be Mechusa Maisa. But if it becomes a whole big thing, and you're not done, and you're so makpid on everything, you know, okay, some things you can be makpid on, but sometimes people just have to be more easygoing and not be done and not be Danis Kolonam, you know, Mechoiva Hemidu Dimem or Dintora, even though you'd say, oh, isn't that a great thing, you know. But that's Rav Chaim Volozhiner's word. If you're not Danis Adom Kol Chavskos, and you won't have a Rav, and you won't have a Chaver, so this way you have a Rav and Chaver, then we can bring people together. That's the Bin Yushalayim, is Kihir, Shechubra Lo Yachtov, is everyone coming together. That's the idea of this Gemara. Mechusar Krav is not such a big thing. You know, you just have to put them together. It's not like a Mechusar Maisa. But sometimes we make it into a Mechusar Maisa, because we make a whole big Maisa out of it. Sometimes things are, but sometimes you just don't have to make such a big Maisa out of certain things. You know, I'm not saying every situation, but, you know, in general, Klal, that could be, and the Bezer Hashem, we should be Zocha to have Klal Yisrael come together, and the Binyan Beis Hamikdash from Heirav Yameinu.